Well, there is nobody else here to consult. You don't think he wants a special physician from London down to see him, do you? I should be more satisfied if we had a proper opinion about him. Uncle Reginald laughed as if amused. You were always anxious about your pet, Mary. Oh, no, he does not want any doctoring. Give him a tonic, if you like, and pack him off out of doors. That is all he needs. I wish now I had taken him to Scotland. Perhaps a bracing up might have prevented this. But one can't foresee these things, and Geoffrey is the last person one would think needed change of air for his health. When I come back, we will see how matters go. But don't let him know we have noticed anything. I hate to see a boy thinking about his health and fussing over himself. So Uncle Reginald and Arthur went off together, and we were left at home to amuse each other. We passed a very quiet, pleasant time. Ted was much more sociable when Arthur was not there, and it seemed quite like old times when the three of us were together as we used to be when I first came, and when Geoffrey was our leader and guide. Lightfoot was thoroughly broken for harness now, and he and Casper ran beautifully together under Geoffrey's driving in the phaeton. We could take long drives now, and we drove more and rode less every week, for Geoffrey hardly ever cared to ride with us, and we liked his company too well to dispense with it.